This is Joel Griffin, Managing Editor for SecurityInfoWatch.com. I'm here at the Security 1-to-1 Winter Summit in Braselton, Georgia, and I'm speaking with Dr. Ronald Stevens of the National School Safety Center, where he serves as Executive Director. And Dr. Stevens, wanted to talk to you today about the aftermath of Sandy Hook. Obviously, much of the debate after the shooting in Newtown has focused on gun control as a means to reduce violence in schools. Do you believe that any of these measures put forth would truly make schools across the nation safer?
Well, clearly there are some things that can be done to make schools safer, particularly having schools develop appropriate crisis plans, working much more closely with their first responders. And one of the things that that we found is that teachers want to have some good training about what to do in a crisis, whether they're an elementary teacher or high school or even at the college and university level, because typically in the midst of a crisis, the first person who's taken out is the teacher. And so they have a great personal interest right now. With respect to the issue regarding guns, is that criminals will tend to get guns under any circumstances. And the question there is whether or not the restriction of weapons by all citizens will have the impact of reducing the likelihood of a shooting. So that's going to be a challenging issue for a variety of local communities to address.
And in contrast to gun control, many states have actually introduced bills that would allow teachers or administrators to carry guns themselves. What's your stance on these proposed pieces of legislation, and do you think that they would prove an effective deterrent to would-be shooters?
That's a tough one on whether or not teachers and others should carry weapons. I have a son who is in law enforcement, and one of the things that's so important for law enforcement officers is that they stay up to date in terms of their training and in terms of regular practice. If you're an officer, you go to the shooting range at least once a month and recertify. It's tough for, at least in my view, for a teacher to also be someone who is trying to maintain justice with a gun at school. It's easy for the gun to get in the hands of the wrong people. How do you teach your class and maintain control of the weaponry? My take is to leave the weapons to the professionals who are academy trained and post-certified. If there is a concern about the potential for violence, let the professionals take care of that and let the teachers teach.
And since the administration and Congress have decided to intervene in school security already in the aftermath of Sandy Hook, you know, what are some of the things besides gun control legislation that they could do to help bolster security at schools?
School security is a unique challenge at each school site. It's not about simply having one size that fits all. It's important for each school district to do their own threat assessment, identify what the risks might be. Particularly after 9/11, we found that there are many terror-rich targets around the country. And speaking with an administrator in Kentucky, he pointed out the fact that near one of his school districts is the nation's repository for all the sarin gas and mustard gas from World War II. Frankly, I would want to know that if I had a school in that area. Another school, there's a fertilizer plant not too far away, the kind of plant that would provide the materials for the bombing that took place, for instance, in Oklahoma. So you take a look and see what your other threats are in and around schools. I was speaking with a school administrator along the Mexican-Texas border. One of their concerns has to do with the drug cartel that continues to market and move drugs across the border, and they've gotten to the point where even on some of their campuses they have a tower with someone who is armed supervising the area. Now, if they were to do that in my community, out in the suburbs of the Los Angeles area, that wouldn't go over too well. But the point is, you have about 14 to 15,000 independently operated school districts around the country, and each district really needs to conduct their own school safety site assessment and then make appropriate choices about what they want to do, whether it pertains to camera surveillance, metal scanners, safe school or security officers, whether or not they are armed or unarmed. Those are decisions that are best left at the local level.
And since there is such pressure on schools right now to immediately respond to the shooting in Newtown, you know, what are some things they can do immediately to improve their security posture, and what kinds of technologies do you think can be implemented to help with that?
One of the best things that schools can do right now is to simply look at their existing crisis plan. Make sure that they have appropriately assigned roles and responsibilities to their staff members. Make sure that there's 3 to 4, even up to 5 person deep assignments in those specific roles. It's very important to work with the local first responders. Have a crisis drill. You know, years ago we still have fire drills, but we've kind of transitioned from fire drills to crisis drills, from fist fights to gunfights. Mm-hmm. And as we look at what some of the new normals are, it suggests that our training needs to respond to these challenges as well. So when you have your crisis drill, invite your firefighters and paramedics, invite law enforcement, invite your emergency operations center. If you have a bomb squad or a SWAT team, invite them. Let them be involved with the planning. Let the staff become familiar with who they are, because it's a whole lot better to meet these individuals in advance of a crisis rather than waiting until you're in the midst of one. Then you're trying to just find out who's playing which position and how you work together. So it's important to coordinate all these activities and develop a good incident command system for the local district.
What do you believe the lasting impact of Sandy Hook will be? Will it serve, you know, truly serve as a watershed moment, or fade from consciousness as so many mass school shootings have in the past?
Sandy Hook established a new watermark of violence in that the victims were so young and that the shooting was so vicious. It wasn't just about a random spray of bullets, but it was about multiple gunshot wounds to the face. I kept waiting to hear, well, how many were wounded? Because they were saying how many were dead. And the wounded list was incredibly short. And we know that this shooter had apparently studied other school shootings and was trying to make a name for himself. And I think the message that we take away from this is that once again, we can put in a lot of these strategies. I mean, Sandy Hook had perimeter control. They had camera surveillance. They had an excellent supervision program. They had visitors who had to be buzzed into the school. And yet, despite all of these strategies, a determined killer was able to still enter the campus. And so I think that's one of the messages as well. We can put together all kinds of target hardening strategies, all kinds of plans, but we also have to realize that criminals can be very determined and very direct. And schools should not be expected to prevent all of these crimes. We need to expect schools to take reasonable steps. And at the end of the day, school officials have to realize, although we can't do everything, we should do everything that we can to make our campuses safer.